And a happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening in along the Lucky U line from all of us here at the Lucky U Ranch. That includes the Sons of the Pioneers, the Farr Brothers, Hugh and Carl, Tommy Doss and Ken Curtis, Shug Fisher, and myself, Lloyd Perryman. Also for our range boss, Frankie Tex Messina, and our pretty schoolmarm from down the road, Betty Taylor. And of course, we can't forget our new hand, George Putnam. He's bunking with us now, came down from the big network in the city. But as I say, we all want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I can't think of a better way than to start a little strumming and a little singing.
Press along, cowboy, press along with the cowboy yell. Press along with the noise, big noise, press along to the big corral.
Chuck wagon drew from the cattle shoe.
Press along to the big corral.
He should be branded on the snooze.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along,
cowboy. Press along with the cowboy yell.
Press along
with the noise, big noise. Press along to the big corral.
It's early in the morning, about 4:30.
Press along to the big corral.
You can hear him open up his face and roar.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along,
cowboy. Press along with the cowboy yell.
Press along
with the noise, big noise. Press along to the big corral.
Chuck wig, it ain't fit to eat.
Press along to the big corral.
There's rocks in the beans and sand in the meat.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along,
cowboy. Press along with the cowboy yell.
Press along
with the noise, big noise. Press along to the big corral.
Press along to the big corral. Press along to the big corral.
Press along to the big corral.
Well, you know, there's a lot of activity going on out here at the Lucky U today. Everybody's been busy as a beaver. Shug hasn't stuck his head out of the cook shack all morning. He's fixing up those two big fat turkeys for a Thanksgiving dinner. Carl's been down to the Edwards place, seeing if there's anything that he can do to help out down there. Yeah, we've sort of let our weekday chores slide, and we're just planning a big day of doing not too much of anything. George Putnam is busy, though, and happy as a flea on a hound dog. He's in charge of the refreshment committee for the Thanksgiving barn dance tonight. But I'll tell you more about that later. Right now, I can't think of one good reason why I don't stop talking and let Ken Curtis sing. The tune he's picked is not exactly a cowboy tune, but it's high on the hit parade these days. A lot of folks have asked for it, so here's Ken Curtis singing Sin.
Take away the breath of flowers, it would surely be a sin. Take the rain from April's showers, it's a sin. Take away the violin from a lovely symphony, and the music deep within would cease to be. Is it a sin? And know you
you take away my heart, dear. Still the beating there within.
I'll keep loving you forever.
Kidding George a little about he's heading up the refreshments committee at the barn dance tonight, being just fresh down here from the big network in the city, and he's wanting to help out any way he can, and we're glad the folks ask him to do it.
Oh, here he comes, Lloyd.
Yeah, look at him. Pencil behind each ear and carrying a whole fist full of notes.
In fact, I think he's talking to himself.
Well, let's see. Apple cider, donuts, and...
Say, George.
Oh, hello, Ken.
I hear you're heading up the refreshment committee for the big barn dance tonight.
Yeah, I am, and I want to do a good job, too. You know, I'm mighty proud the folks asked me to do it.
Well, I think it's fine, too, George. Say, what kind of refreshments are you fixing, anyway?
Oh, cider and donuts and some of those Planters cocktail salted peanuts.
I don't get it, George. This barn dance ain't going to be a cocktail party, is it?
Well, Ken, the word cocktail don't mean just exactly that. It means they're real fancy peanuts.
Oh.
The kind you'd like to have on hand for just any old kind of a party. Is that right, George?
Absolutely, Lloyd. In fact, the Planters people pack their finest salted peanuts in vacuum cans. So whether you live in a big city or way out in a ranch like the lucky you here in California, you can always store them in your cupboard just like any canned food. In fact, Planters cocktail salted peanuts are made to order for you homemakers and hostesses, wives and mothers, wherever you live. And those crisp, crunchy, jumbo-sized peanuts are grown especially for Planters. And then they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special process. And then they're vacuum sealed to keep them oven fresh until eaten time. So whatever kind of parties you're planning for the holiday season, keep plenty of cans of Planters cocktail salted peanuts on hand. And don't forget, peanuts are wonderful to cook with. Add extra flavor to all your favorite dishes, and they're as rich as beefsteak in valuable protein. Remember, you'll always be sure it's Planters if you'll just look for the jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut. That's Planters' famous trademark. You'll find it on all the Planters products. Say, speaking of trademarks, here's another famous trademark, the Sons of the Pioneers. And here are Tommy and Lloyd to sing, there'll be a hillbilly wedding in June.
There'll be a hillbilly wedding in June. Oh, me, the bells can't be ringing too soon. The preacher man will be there with the maiden so fair. At that hillbilly wedding in June, as we walk down the aisle, if way I promise you, then my ma and my pa walk up and say good luck to you. We'll be so happy beneath the mountain moon. At that hillbilly wedding in June.
I do you take this gal for to be your wife, to love and cherish all the rest of your life, through storm and strife forevermore?
I'll take that gal.
You will?
Why, sure.
Hillbilly wedding in June. We'll have a farmhouse our own pretty soon. And boy, I'll soon educate all the roosters to wait with the cock-a-doodle-doo until June.
I figured we'd live with her folks, but gosh, that couldn't be, because they still live with their folks. They were just as smart as me.
Don't be surprised if we disappear too soon from that hillbilly wedding in June.
I think I went to work and done the wrong thing, don't you?
George, George, the way you told the folks about us singing that last tune sounded just like those big city network shows. I liked it.
Well, I'm glad you did, Lloyd. Say, how about your gold deed letter for today? Do you have one?
I can answer that, George. We wouldn't miss picking a gold deed letter even if we had to stay up all night.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing you fellows are doing, Ken, giving away an acre of your lucky ewe land every day to some person who's done a good deed.
Well, we're kind of proud of doing it, too, George, because we're kind of proud that we can share a part of the lucky ewe with people who will be the best neighbors in the world. You know, there are lots of things you can give a person, but most of them get broken or discarded and soon forgotten. But when someone receives a part of the best country in the world, the good old USA, and know it's going to be theirs forever, well, it's hard to say, except we're glad we can do it.
Well, I think it's just great, Ken.
Do you have today's gold deed letter handy, Lloyd?
I sure have, Ken, and I can't think of a better time to read it than now. This letter is unsigned, but here's what it says in part. It says, "Dear sons of the pioneers out on the Lucky Ewe Ranch, I'd like to tell you of a lady who has taken such an active part in humanitarian work, it would take a book and more time than you have to tell you about the many people that she's helped. For these many years, she's provided entertainment for the patients at the Naval Hospital in this city. She's taken these wonderful boys in groups of from 20 to 60 to boxing matches, wrestling bouts, the circus, and she's always supplied ample refreshments. She's also provided Christmas parties for the boys at the hospital and 16 fine table radios for the patients. If she finds a veteran in the hospital who's destitute, she provides whatever's needed and has given many a lad a lift and a brand new outlook on life. Throughout the city, she's also aided many a war widow for the families of veterans who are in need. The lady's name is Celia Feel or File, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, 1241 Florida Avenue, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Lloyd, I think all the folks listening in on our Lucky You line will agree that that little lady back there in Texas more than deserves a gold deed for her many good deeds. And for her, we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among
then what's happened to Shug?
Why, he's still down in the cook shack putting the finishing touches on those turkeys again.
Poor old Shug. He's due for a rude awakening. Everything set?
Yeah, I guess so. I hope Carl's getting everything set. I don't know. He was the guy that's supposed to do it.
Well, now, don't you worry about Carl. If there's anything to be done, he is the one that can do it.
Yeah, I know that. And it's just killing Shug that he's the only one that doesn't know what's going to happen.
Say, Ken, what's happened to Shug?
Why, he's still down in the cook shack putting the finishing touches on those turkeys again.
Poor old Shug. He's due for a rude awakening. Everything set?
Yeah, I guess so. I hope Carl's getting everything set. I don't know. He was the guy that's supposed to do it.
Well, now, don't you worry about Carl. If there's anything to be done, he is the one that can do it.
Yeah, I know that. And it's just killing Shug that he's the only one that doesn't know what's going to happen.
I know, but not telling him until later while we save an awful lot of gas. You know, I've been standing here a-thinking and a-thinking. Here it is Thanksgiving Day, and I can't think of one single solitary Thanksgiving tune to play for the folks that's listening in.
You didn't ask me, Lloyd.
You mean you know a good Thanksgiving tune, Frankie?
Well, it may not be a Thanksgiving tune to everybody, but with our new sponsor, it's sure one for us.
I don't get you. What's the name of it?
Why, the Peanut Vendor.
Oh, Frankie, you're so right. Play it for us, will you, boy?
Okay.
I guess I got carried away.
And you can stop standing at attention, too.
Yes, sir.
Say, Lloyd, where's Betty been all morning? This being a holiday, I thought she'd be along earlier than usual.
Oh, she's down at the Edwards place with Carl. Oh. They both should be getting along pretty soon, though.
Come and get ready to get it. Come and get ready. I'm going to throw it out. No, I won't either, but come and get ready to get it.
Chuck, huh? You mean those turkeys are done?
Done, brother. They're so dear. They're done. They're just as tender at a woman's heart.
Well, that's good, Shug. But throw just a little water on the fire and slow them down a mite because we're not quite ready to eat yet.
Yes, sir. I can just see me now. Tearing off a big chunk of that white meat and eating like I was used to it. I'm a What in the cat hair do you mean you're not ready to eat yet?
Lloyd just means Carl and Betty haven't arrived yet, Shug.
Well, they'd better be getting along pretty soon. You just wait till you taste those turkeys. They got the drum. They got the drum. The fiddlesticks as big as my arm. Boy, when I bite into one of them, I'm just going to sit back and dream.
Sorry, we're late.
Well,
howdy, Carl.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, everybody. I hope we didn't hold up the party.
Oh, no. You're not late. Shug just finished cooking the turkeys.
And are they done? You've never tasted anything till you lay a lip over a big piece of that...
That's fine, Chug. And, gang, if you're all ready to leave, we've got the Edwards away from their place now.
Well, Carl, we were just waiting for you and Betty to get here.
Well, then let's get the dinner ready and be on our way.
What's the matter with you? You did it a D for something? I told you everything's ready and you don't have to be on your way anywhere. And don't forget, I get a...
Say, Shug, the Edwards aren't coming up here. Huh? We just got them away from their place so we could bring everything down there and surprise them.
Who's surprising the Edwards with what?
You mean the boys didn't tell you, Shug?
Tell me what? Well, what in the kettle is this all about?
Shug's been in the cook shack all morning, and you know how he is when he's cooking. He's temperamental and don't want anyone bothering him or anything.
Yeah, but this time I'd have made an exception. I wouldn't have minded at all. Now stop beating around the brushes of alfalfa day. Tell me now.
Sure. We knew you wouldn't mind. It's just that we cooked up a little surprise for the Edwards on account of all the trouble they've had.
Yeah.
We'd like to take the turkeys and all the trimmings down to their place and surprise them with a big Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, we've been meaning to tell you, Shug, but, well, we knew how you were counting on a drumstick all for yourself, and we were afraid that
Why, you did a double-barrel knucklehead. You know, Dad, burn well if I eat anything but the part that the radio center wouldn't let me talk about. I wouldn't even think it is turkey. Tell you what, fellas.
Huh?
Give me 5 minutes to put everything in a basket and we'll be on our way.
Well, we'll sure do that, sure.
Okay, I'll see you later, fellas.
Right, okay. Say, Betty, while we're waiting for Shug, how about you and me singing that duet we were talking about yesterday?
Oh, I'd like that, Ken.
Well, then let's have a try at it.
You said that you loved me, but it wasn't long till I found that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. Sweet kisses you gave me, but soon it was all over town that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. You told me that you would always be near, love me, my dear, through sorrows and tears.
But all I've left is a brass souvenir instead of a ring made of gold.
My poor heart is breaking. You made me a fool and a clown, for you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. My dear, through sorrow and tears.
But all I've left is a brass souvenir instead of a ring made of gold.
My poor heart is breaking. You made me a fool and a clown, for you had me riding a broken down. Round and round we go, up and down we go on a broken down merry-go-round.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Gee, that was fun.
Well, I enjoyed it too, Betty. Thank you.
Say, you know, this morning, while you were all busy getting ready for the Edwards surprise dinner and thinking about the barn dance in town tonight, I was wandering around the ranch and I ran across Hugh sitting under the old oak tree with a pad of paper and a pencil. He was thinking about what Thanksgiving means to all of us and putting down a few notes. Well, I kind of sneaked a peek over his shoulder. Say, Hugh, I wonder if you would read what you had jotted down there on your pad.
Oh, there were just a few thoughts I had, Lloyd, but I'd kind of like to read them to you, see what you think. I don't know whether my thoughts are very understandable or not, because, as Lloyd said, I just kind of jotted them down as they came to me. But this morning, sitting under that old oak tree and looking up through its time-worn branches at the sky above, I couldn't help but think how peaceful it was. Not a harsh sound disturbed the air. Just the soft song of a bird. I realize how much I had to be thankful for. Then, you know, I got to thinking about some of the young fellows who were not in such a peaceful part of this old troubled world of ours. Who, instead of sitting under an oak tree listening to the song of a bird, were huddled in a foxhole, waiting for the whine of a shell. So I thought to myself, let's all of us, today and every day, send a prayer of courage to all those boys who are in a country where even the language is not their own. I know of no better prayer than the one of our Lord, the Lord's Prayer.
Tumbling, tumbling.
thank you for being with us today, friend. It was real nice spending part of Thanksgiving with all of you. Boys are all saddled and ready to ride down to the Edwards house. Yeah, they've got their saddle bags bulging with good things for them. So I'd just like to say we'll all be back tomorrow. And until then, a happy Thanksgiving to you all. This program has come to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
It's 1 o'clock at KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.